Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning Atout Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. O2. Telefonica has enhanced its prepaid service with a further surf guarantee that boosts post-allowance speeds and extends free 5G access to legacy tariffs. Telefonica is weighing a potential takeover bid for Vodafone Spain as part of a comprehensive strategic review, and Telecom is aggressively expanding its fiber network with record monthly new connections and strengthened partnerships.
Today's top news briefing features an article from FAS.net that addresses the issue of provider practices regarding the equipment used in new internet contracts. The article explains that consumers, when signing a contract for VDSL, cable, or fiber, are entitled to select their own device, be it a modem or a router, rather than being compelled to use the equipment proposed or mandated by the provider. The report, based on information provided by the Consumer Center of Rhineland-Palatinate and reported by DPA, emphasizes that despite legal provisions ensuring device freedom, many providers continue to push for the use of their own devices, particularly during the order process for fiber optic connections. It is noted that opting for a privately purchased device, especially a combined device that incorporates both a router and a fiber modem, can be economically advantageous by saving space, reducing energy consumption, and eliminating recurring rental fees. Furthermore, the article underlines that even though some providers claim that rented equipment is free to replace in case of malfunction, the long-term rental costs may quickly exceed the one-time purchase price of such a device, and the consumer benefits from standard statutory warranty periods along with possible additional manufacturer guarantees, thus reinforcing the consumer's right to choose equipment in any type of internet contract.
The articles from telterif.de and telecomhandle.de highlight significant improvements to O2 Telefonica's prepaid service. The upgrade includes an enhanced further surf guarantee, where, after the depletion of the integrated data allowance, speeds increase to 1 megabit per second from the previous 384 kilobit per second, ensuring that essential applications, such as 480p video streaming, chatting, social media, radio, and music streaming, remain uninterrupted. Both sources emphasize that this improvement now extends free 5G access to all prepaid customers, including those on older tariffs previously limited to GSM and LTE networks, without requiring a tariff change or additional fees. Telecomhandle.dd adds that the rollout began on 24 August, with a phased implementation set to be completed by November, and that new customers will benefit from 5G connectivity starting in September. These measures underscore O2 Telefonica's commitment to providing a more customer-friendly and competitive mobile internet experience.
The article from InsideDigital.de highlights a recent development concerning Vodafone amid the ongoing debates on device freedom. According to the report, the Consumer Protection Agency of Rhineland-Palatinate has issued a cease and desist warning to Vodafone over its policy related to fiber optic networks. The agency views Vodafone's practice of mandating the exclusive use of its own or partner-provided fiber modems in certain expansion areas, including state-supported regions and cooperative networks, as a violation of the established right to device freedom. Originally established about 10 years ago and reinforced in 2016, this right allows users to operate their internet connection with any router or modem of their choice, irrespective of the connection type, including TV cable and now fiber. InsideDigital.de mentions that this controversy mirrors a previous incident involving Net Services GmbH & Co. KG, Nordfriesen Glasfaser, where a similar requirement compelled customers to use a provider's device initially and incur extra fees for switching to personal equipment. The briefing notes that consumer protection experts stress that the legal guarantee of device freedom should be upheld regardless of the network type or the financing model for the fiber rollout. Additionally, the article reminds customers that the freedom to choose their modem not only promotes fair competition among device manufacturers, but also provides potential cost-saving benefits compared to the monthly rental fees often associated with provider-supplied equipment. Through this case, InsideDigital.de presents a clear example of the critical need for vigilance and regulatory oversight to ensure that all operators, including competitors like Vodafone, adhere to the existing rules that safeguard consumer rights.
In the market of telecommunications, a recent article in Telterif.de highlights the competitive measures taken by Happy Sim, a discount brand under Klarmobile. The report explains that although Happy Sim has reduced its prices, this has come at the expense of available data volumes for certain tariffs. According to the article, the entry-level tariff now offers 15 gigabytes per month instead of the previous 17 gigabytes, with a monthly fee of €6.99 when using a monthly termination contract, or €5.99 per month under a two-year binding agreement. The mid-tier tariff has also been adjusted. The article notes that its tariff now provides 35 gigabytes for all net and SMS flat rates instead of the former 50 gigabytes, while the cost for binding contracts has decreased by €1, which results in a higher price per gigabyte. Furthermore, the most expensive tariff, which offers 75 gigabytes of data per month, has seen a similar reduction of €1 for two-year contracts, even though the available data volume has remained unchanged. Additionally, all tariffs continue to operate with a maximum speed of 50 megabit per second over Telefonica's 5G network, and customers benefit from two free months if they commit to a 24-month contract, albeit with a one-time connection fee of €9.99 that is charged regardless of the contract length. This detailed report by Telterif.de provides insight into the competitive pricing strategies within the telecommunications market, serving as strategic market intelligence for O2 Telefonica's management.
The politics and regulation update highlights an ongoing debate on the role of smartphones in schools, as detailed by Spiegel.de. The article outlines the concerns raised by a group of influential organizations, including the Federal Parents Council, the Society for Media Education and Communication Culture, GMK, the German Children's Aid, and D64, Center for Digital Progress. Their open letter, addressed to the members of the Conference of Ministers of Education and Cultural Decision Makers at both the federal and state levels, argues that context-dependent, pedagogically justified rules should replace sweeping bans on smartphones. The publication emphasizes that fostering media competence, rather than imposing blanket prohibitions, is essential to prepare students for a digital society. It argues that digital literacy is a fundamental skill required for active participation, highlighting that indiscriminate restrictions may hinder children, especially those from disadvantaged backgrounds who rely on schools for access to digital resources and guidance. In addition, Spiegel.de notes that the open letter promotes the idea of locally negotiated rules, suggesting age-appropriate guidelines whereby older students can be entrusted with greater responsibility, while younger students receive more structured support. The publication also stresses that parental behavior plays a significant role, as children are unlikely to adopt a media-free lifestyle if their parents do not set an example. According to Spiegel.de, the open letter makes it clear that digital competence is developed not by prohibiting the use of devices, but through experience, reflection, and comprehensive educational support. The report further mentions that many state school ministries have rejected the notion of applying a general smartphone ban across entire school premises, considering it detrimental to the educational mission. Overall, Spiegel.de presents a cogent argument for a more nuanced, collaborative, and educational approach to managing smartphone use in schools, emphasizing that the focus should remain on enhancing digital literacy and ensuring equitable participation in today's digital world.
In today's briefing on technology and innovation, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports on a recent legal ruling concerning the environmental claims made about the Apple Watch. The article explains that the Frankfurt Regional Court rejected Apple's advertisement of the product as CO2 neutral due to findings that the forest offset project in Paraguay, which was cited as evidence, guarantees CO2 compensation only until 2029 rather than the prolonged period anticipated by consumers. It is noted that the court found the short duration of the compensation project unsuitable for fulfilling the promise of neutrality until 2050, a benchmark set by the Paris Climate Agreement. The publication details that this decision underscores strict legal standards for environmental advertising and stresses that companies remain fully accountable for the accuracy of their claims. Furthermore, the ruling raises broader concerns over the use of environmental terminology in marketing, highlighting the challenges faced by major corporations in maintaining credibility, and signaling that upcoming EU regulations will impose even tighter constraints on such claims.
In today's briefing, the Reuters.com article reveals Telefonica's potential plans to acquire Vodafone Spain, signaling a pivotal strategic move. The report indicates that Telefonica, TEF.MC, is considering a takeover bid for Vodafone Spain, which was sold last year to London-based Zegona, according to unnamed sources cited by Reuters.com. The article explains that this prospective acquisition is backed by key stakeholders, including Spanish government fund SEPI, holding company Criteria Caixa, and Saudi Telecom's company STC, entities which together hold nearly 30% of Telefonica. Furthermore, the report notes that no comments were provided by Telefonica, Vodafone Spain, Criteria Caixa, STC, or SEPI, leaving analysis of future actions open to market interpretation. In addition, it is highlighted that CEO Mark Murtra, appointed in January, is driving a comprehensive strategic review set to be completed by the end of the year, aiming at consolidating the European telecoms market and exploring a capital increase. The Reuters.com article also situates the takeover bid within broader plans for restructuring and market consolidation, emphasizing the company's focus on enhancing its competitive edge in an increasingly dynamic telecommunications sector. As this strategic review unfolds, the industry will watch closely to see how these developments reshape the market landscape. The narrative provided by Reuters.com underscores the potential significance of the takeover bid in Telefonica's ongoing transformation and efforts to fortify its operational resilience.
The article from Telterif.de reports that Telecom is maintaining an aggressive pace in the expansion of its fiber network, with no pause planned for the summer period. It is noted that in July alone, more than 240,000 new connections were built, representing an increase of around 12% compared to the same month in the previous year. The report states that over 11.3 million households and businesses now have the opportunity to secure an internet connection at speeds of up to 2,000 megabit per second, despite the majority of broadband customers still being served via traditional copper lines. The article highlights that in Baden-Württemberg, the fiber network has reached over 1.1 million households, and that Telekom continues to secure valuable partnerships, such as with Stadtwerke Karlsruhe, to provide fiber connections for over 1,000 households and businesses within the year. Furthermore, the report mentions that a recent evaluation of network usage has confirmed Magenta TV as the most used service, with other prominent services including YouTube, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, Akamai, and Discord also holding significant positions.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.